neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
When Alav Shalom was the only one that made an effort to save Yosef by only him. Who told you this thing? No, that was Shabbat. That was Shabbat. So why only Reuven? Why?
Because he already lost his firstborn status, and he didn't want to make it worse than it did.
Hazak Baruch. Very nice. Beautiful.
He's the only one they're going to get suspicion to him. Because he was the firstborn, and Yosef was the firstborn too.
So did he just do it to show I don't have anything against Yosef? That's what he did it. Chas v'shalom, Reuven would never do that. It's a beautiful midrash, and that is about the dream that Yosef HaTzadik had. So now the shibolim and the stars and all of that. How many he had in his dream? How many?
11.
So what does it mean that he had 11?
What do you
mean?
He was the king.
He had 11, so that means that Reuven is included in the brothers, right? So now Reuven said, "Oy vavoy, what's going to happen to me?" Because after what he did, and he rushed, and he was very ajul. You know what ajul means? Chazak Baruch. Who told you? Chazak Baruch. I remember. I can. Ajul is. No, it's the same letter, Hebrew letter of Egel. That means Egel Azahav. Whoever that is ajul is like Abu Zara. That's what they call it, ajul, Egel. So now here, through the dream of the Yosef HaTzadik, he found out he's still counted among the brothers, among the Shevetim. So that was such a peace, nachat for him. That in Shomayim, through the Yosef's dream, they see him, they count him as a Shevetim. As we've seen, there's an interesting pasuk that actually, two noschaot, how you read it, Ubnei Yaakov, Shnei Masar, it says. So now here, Midrash explains why Reuven jumped and made an effort to save Yosef. The reason is Reuven felt obligated to Yosef HaTzadik that I have to show appreciation to him. Why? Because through him, I realized that I'm still part of the Shevet. So now here, Midrash, Jesus says a very, very important lesson, and that is, did Yosef plan to have such a dream? Did he program it?
No.
No. So what is it to Reuven to thank him? Huh?
But he still was a role model.
He's still the messenger.
He just was an intermediate.
Exactly.
So now here, look at this. The Midrash says, look at Reuven, because he felt that he's obligated to Yosef. What? Because through him, he found out that he's still credited and he's part of the Shevet team. So here, Midrash teaches us more so that somebody goes out of his way to help you, to do something for you. He do some chesed, more so that you're obligated to show appreciation to him. If Reuven is trying to save Yosef's life because through him he found out, oh Baruch Hashem, in Shomayim, they still count me as a Shevetim. More so, that we have to show gratitude to those that they go out of the way, they help us, they back us up, they support us, more so that we have to be thankful. Hashem is a keno, without a shame, to show, be makir tova, without a shame.
Amen. Koilan is shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilan is shomon is shomosheli. Koilan is shomote, halel ko haleluko.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.